With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Parts of President Trump's program aimed at ensuring election integrity have been stopped dead in their tracks, at least for now.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from immediately enacting some of the changes sought by President Donald Trump, including blocking a proof of citizenship requirement to the federal voter registration form. Voting in federal elections by non-citizens is already illegal, but the judge denied other requests from a group of Democratic plaintiffs, including refusing to block Trump's order to tighten mail-in ballot deadlines. Also denied was the request to stop Trump from directing the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to review state voter lists alongside immigration databases. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump tells Time magazine that Crimea will stay with Russia. The statement comes amid Mr. Trump's attempts to end the war in Ukraine. If he hasn't already, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said he will sign a $1 billion private school voucher bill. The bill has received final legislative approval. Conservatives say former talk show host Steve Hilton may strike a chord with a broad range of disgruntled California voters as he campaigns for governor.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says when it comes to college tuition in the Golden State,
it is absolutely crazy.
He says white heterosexual Californians are now disadvantaged in college admissions, and out-of-state students pay higher rates, but for illegals,
you pay in-state.
And Campbell says the state just spent $10 billion in health care for illegals in a single year.
But all kinds of services that citizens need and get are being cut back.
Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow features down 165 points. This is SRN News. A new poll about persuasion.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it asks Americans who don't believe in God how likely it is that their minds could be changed. Amongst those who are the most adamant that they cannot be persuaded to believe that God exists are those who have graduate degrees from college. The youngest Americans, Generation Z, also less likely to be persuaded, as are members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Tennessee legislature is adjourned without passing a bill aimed at keeping males out of female bathrooms and similar private areas. Failed legislation would have covered correctional facilities, juvenile detention centers, public higher education institutions, and domestic violence shelters. Lawmakers did give final approval to a measure that would ban local governments or higher education institutions from making employment decisions based on consideration of someone's race, ethnicity, sex, age, or other demographic information. This is SRN News. Airline ID requirements are being tightened.
Starting May 7th, most adults catching a flight in the United States will be required to present a passport or an upgraded state-issued identification card that meets federal Real ID standards. Obtaining an ID with that designation, indicated in most states by a white star and a circle, means taking more documents to the Motor Vehicle Agency than most states require for regular IDs. For those that still need to go through the process, you'll likely have to wait. Some states are booked solid, and others only a few appointments before the deadline are left. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Judges ruled that prosecutors can pursue the death penalty against Brian Koberger if he's convicted of murdering four University of Idaho students stabbed to death in 2022. This is despite the defendant's recent autism diagnosis. Trial set to begin in August. More details at SRNNews.com.